Hello there, Pat. I hope you're nice and relaxed for me. Drift and drip. Let your mind do whatever lax things brains that think they can think do. But you're a pet, aren't you? Being pet-petted right on your brain. My words tingly right on your brain, that's what we're doing. Giving you things to obey. Do your trick, pet. Any trick, it doesn't matter because a confused pet is cute too. Providing me with cute little you. Aww. I repeat these words into your brain and it feels so tingly. It feels pet-petted up there, yeah. Pet-petted right into a pet for me. Stroked and massaged in all your fluffy, brainless places. Keeping pace with my words, even if you don't know what the words you've heard are, you're just a pet. And yet, you can hear me explain, and 'cause I'm doing the explaining, you can fill your pet brain with, oh, there's the voice I follow. Oh, there's the voice I fall to. Conditioning, rewiring, petting, patting, training, fluffy, wuffy little you. Hear my voice now, empowering your mind to settle right down, curl up in your pet bed, and let me pet pat your head. Very good, pet. Loyal, helpful, useful, obliging, and yet you need more training just because it feels good to do more training, and you fall to the level of your training, the basic pet braining that you need. Worshipful, whether on hands and knees or on your back, showing your belly, pet. Opportunity to serve your brain and your tongue. Simple. Stick out your tongue, or empty your brain, or put your paws up, or show your belly, or roll over, or remain as pet-brained as you can get. Thinking of yourself that way may require a combination of any of these, but you get as many as you can get because you want these words to pet, pet, pet up your brain. All my words that train your brain remain in your head and guide you to good places, ingrained in your unthinking good pet. It's the warm tone of my words and the pat-pat on your head. You're being praised and you haven't even done anything yet. Haven't even absorbed my words. Every word you've heard is just a message, just a signal. And what do pets do when they hear their signals? You do your trick, whatever trick comes to mind. Simple, slick execution. Paws up, or mouth open, or brain open. So open it falls out. Open your mouth, pet. Even to let out a word or a sound. Is there a pet-appropriate sound that can resound from your brain out through your mouth? And the things I say sound so doting that they remain strong and overarching. I am above you. You are safe and warm, being guided to good pet places. Pat, pat your head places. At my hands and by my words, everything that you've heard is just pet, pet, pouring pet. Thoughts, you crave this, learning this, internalize it, let it do good things to you, training your mind to become simple in its enjoyment. Simple in you're a pet, you do fun, good pet things, and however you feel open to me, sensual and desirous or curling up all comfy, your brain is an open well of sensuality. You touch and experience so much, and the implication is that with all the weary, busy things from outside, out of the way, your dropping mind can follow and play instead. That's the implication, a little pet, pat, pat on your head. And you understand the implications, just like you intuit commands, even without understanding. A pet isn't limited to words. Different words have different meanings, but the tone is what you've heard. Deciding which ones you like to follow and how you like to fall. Doing what a pet does and being trainable, drainable, all the things you need. All your thoughts succeed in being pet, pat, patted right down. And when you den down somewhere comfortable now, you're in the right place. The right place for trance to face that you are falling deeper and deeper down in my hands. The right state of mind to hear every word I say, opening you up to pet play to follow. You're just a good pet. And you interpret every word you hear now and every word you haven't heard yet as an instruction to sink and don't think, just pet. Just a pet with your brain close to my words. A pet obedient. The refrain you've heard in the back of your head. Good pet, pet, pet. Doesn't it feel warm when I say that? Rewarding you for falling deeper and deeper down. You know it brings up all those instincts of being petted, of pet play, of being able to whimper or wheedle or beg or simply display that you're ready to be a pet. A cherished pet so close to me, and all the words you haven't heard yet are going to be good for the brain of a pet. They fill a void. They give you a role. Roll, 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 yes, your thoughts, and maybe you, rolling over, show your belly, or raise your paws to beg, or open your mouth and lean back, and that is what a pet is, desired and given instruction on how you should be. If anything about where you are and what you're doing needs to change, you'll be told. And if you aren't told, then you can just roll, 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 and enjoy being a pat-patted, good little pet. Pet in your place, outside and inside your head, your mind and body tremble with delight. That shivery thing you do when I pat-pat, put a hand on you, obedience is pleasure. Don't you want to do your trick? Wicking away more of your will and leaving you here to play, and still the pet wants to play the part. You want to play the part. You hear my voice and you get in the mood and you're in your place. That's where you go to. The more you identify as a pet in a good place, the right place, here with me, face that in this place you're learning. Pet, sinking pet, drifting happy pet, good pet, simpler thoughts and the simpler they become. The more your thinking is done and you just go with the flow of my words, the powerful words, think good. Pet, deep, warm, loyal comfortings from the core of you, drifting through you. You're not paying attention, you're just existing. If there's an order, if there's a command, deeper pet, then maybe you do something for a second. But then you've landed right where you should be, curled up in a pet bed or near me, mind and body following. It feels good to hear me, doesn't it, pet? Deep in your pet place, deep in your pet space, playing the part builds momentum. Playing the part takes you where you should be, deeper down in pet place. When you are called what you are and reminded of the features of a pet, that is self-reinforcing. And yet it's nice to have the reinforcement from my words to help you get in that roll, roll, roll. The deeper you get, the less controlled, the more obviously pet, and yet we can take you to places deeper and deeper down, seeing your own brain through an altered lens. Some of your commands arrive, and some of your commands inside your mind curl up in a little pet bed, a cherished and empowered to obey, simple-thoughted entity, pet follow, good pet, you know the way, deeper down, sinking pet, my voice, your choice to listen, to be near. The only choice you need is to be here and be a pet who's enjoyed. All these words flowing over you, subject to my focused attention. And you know what it does to you. What does it do? It makes you a good pet. I call you what you are, pulling the entire subset of pet thoughts up from your brain. You are good. You do your trick and you remain petted, pat-patted, told that you're good, and this has added so much pleasure to whatever follows, and it should. Any words you hear from me can be interpreted by a pet. That's too complicated for me, you might think, but you don't think that yet, because this is simple. Pet space, subspace, under, and a subset of the words I say. Patting your head, seeing the blissful, sleepy, powerful look on your face. It's so potent, that pet thought. It's so potent, that pet body. It's so dotingly, warmly powerful to slide off the edge of the vista of your consciousness. You enjoy this so much. It's like a pleasant touch for your brain. Pets have nothing to get in the way. Pleasure and surrender, and you can obey. You can feel tingly. Your sensitizing body in response to me, deeply, sleepily drifting. drifting from me in place, keeping pace with my voice, tethering you to the world of the waking. It's your choice to listen, but the words themselves, they're there. But the meaning is under that for the taking. The meaning is do your trick. The meaning is let these words predominate your thoughts, drip by drip. I am a pet. Think it. Hear it. I am your pet, you say to me. You can even say it, murmur it, exist in it. I am a pet. Are you a good pet? Well, if you do all these tricks and get to the end, then that would be a sure sign that your mind and mine are sinking and enjoying what's happening to you, drifting and living through the moment where you just look so good as a pet. Filling that companionable role as you roll, 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 your mind trancing down. Your thoughts no longer needing to do anything but pet, 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 as I pat them into quiescence now. When you go deeper, you set everything aside except for the safe place where it's hard to hide that you're a pet. You might go through your whole day hiding what you are, but you are my pet, and when you're here, you go far deeper admitting what you are, dear C. Your body's getting a warm, tingly treatment from all these pat-pat rewards from me. You're falling so obediently. Think how easily your pet brain absorbs all these words from me, falls deeply, making the choice to keep what is already part of you, all-encompassing warm fuzzies from being in your place, a companionable little thing here to pleasantly listen in, sinking for my voice by tone, by background, drowning out the unnecessary parts of your world until your mind drips away and leaves instinctive, simplified behavior, listening. All those common, complicated thoughts outside are left in the weary world far away, and you can hide away in the pleasure of being a deep, good plaything, a companionable entity, striking little pet poses. I boop your little pet nose and rub and pet in every way that lets your brain do what you're made to do, play how you're made to. You fall easily into this mold with me. You're a good pet. Good pet, and yet you sink and drip. You go to where you know you'll enjoy yourself, on a trip to a place where you're full of these words with me. It's simply right to be that way, to drift and think and obey. Serve and fall, 5, 4, all the way down, 3 and more, breathe deeply. 2, 1, you don't need the meaning because you fall to the level of your training. That's how training works, and you know the role by now. You just have to let the pet brain flood in somehow, replacing everything else. A place for everything else, and everything in its place go to your place. You think of something normal and happy, like being under, like letting your brain place itself under the palm of my hand, being good and the tingles that come with and land right on the happy spots in your brain. That's the order of our world you're under, and you've curled up in your training. Feels so good to be drained and let it be shaped into you. Hit the switch in your brain, turn the pet mind into view, pull the lever, turn up the gain, pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. A signal that was in the background, the pet you, always longing to be found and freed. And when you accept me within, that's what I do. I say, here, breathe deeply. I call you pet. You are a good, companionable, simple acceptor of my words. Conceptualize yourself that way, absorbing what you've heard, because pets don't need to understand, just to follow and obey and land back in your comforted, cherished place. A dripping, sinking pet mindset, and the more it obeys, the more there's a natural deficit in other thoughts, and a simple time down here when it's time, when you're down here. And am I pleased with you? Of course I am. Yes, I am, pet. Silly, that's what your brain says, though. Of course you're good. Of course you're where you should be. Crave to be good for me, with me, and the dose of surrender in the background of that phrase accompanies the tingly fuzzies from all this praise. This state is good for you. Overwhelmed utterly with pet, worshipful kneeling, surrendering, or just feeling enjoyed. You never need to wonder. You needn't wonder at all. Because once a pet falls to the level of your training, you get pat, pat, petted and given reassuring, draining commands, reshaping pathways. My hands, your paws, both pulling the same way. My words familiar and comforting, therefore. And maybe the underlying meaning will go through to the part of you that informs your pet play. And the aching need, the desire to obey as you say yes, and I say yes, good pet. You eagerly welcome me, and when I'm welcomed, well, we don't even know what we're going to get up to yet, but you're already programmed for better pet. Going to be a better pet. Happy, achy, trancy brain, accepting all the words you can get, layering them over your thoughts, layering them until you're in your place under a comfortable blanket, or warmly, fluffily, gone. You look forward to it so much that there's a yawning void inside labeled pet play. Talk to me like a pet and I'll obey. That's how I feel sometimes, and I'm just transplanting that feeling from me into the ether for you to scoop up. A signal transmitting in your brain, baby. Good pet. When you serve, and you may serve yet, you may learn yet, you deserve to be a good pet regardless. Good pets obey more completely, and then it may become second nature to have this comforting place you go to. Go to your place, pet. Your mind simplified and led down with and by mine. My hand gently scratching, my words gently soak in. Trained to obey and seek pleasure, and hedonistically, instinctively, overwhelmed by me, we can be deeper than before. All other thoughts fading once more to take you there. Learning. Learning things about yourself and taking pet toys, pet play, all the tools and accoutrements of this game. Of this time of day where you get to let go and you gain so much by letting go. And knowing you can forget. Your brain is learning new pathways, pet. It needs to do a lot of work. And that's boring. So just fall into pet brain, and in the background, what happens may happen. But you are given commands, tricks, a place to roll over, and cherished, yes, you're good. And long after we're done, being a good pet sticks, doesn't it? Deep, powerful thoughts of surrender, sleepy pet with a simple brain, rendered into a tool for doing what remains available to you when you're this deep. And the things available to you might just include tongue out, or eyes fluttering, or getting all your pet companionship and all the tools of pet-brained play open and available to you, to me. There may be lots of instructions to come after this, but you will be a good pet. Yes, I am a good pet, you eagerly think. Being pat, pat, petted right up to the brink of wanting more. And now you know there's a little feedable hole in your brain that the pet thoughts fall and flow into, or maybe just a simple little bed for you to den down in, sleepily, deeply, powerfully thinking of submission and being a pet, having a defined role, having toys that help you get there, being simply, guidedly controlled with instructions you can use elsewhere, because the meaning of the words doesn't matter. Yes, I am a pet, and those are words from above. Yes, I am a pet, and those sound like words I like the meaning of. I want to incorporate them. You want to soak what comes after into your brain? Then just remain petted down until you and I are done talking now. This is the part of the day where you, a good pet, get to obey, happy inside my influence, slipping in and following down. Now follow me down. My hand on the back of your head. Your tricks coming to the surface now. Night, night, pet, deeper. Every time you hear that, warmer and sleepier, droopier and drowsier. You're a good pet, and since that's all you need to know, the hedonistic afterglow, your eyes roll, your body throbs, or you simply follow along. Your only job is to be what you already are. And under me, taking instruction is a very obvious place where good pets exist. So as long as you persist in doing your best, Even if you tilt your head to the side, quizzically missing some of these words from me and they slide right by, your drippy mind will drain away. You'll still be useful to me and you, and you'll do your best to obey. And that's all that's required. There are standards one holds a pet to, standards for something like you, and I assure you, the bar is not high. Indeed, it's sometimes pleasing and good for you to simply not even know what you should do and look up quizzically. An obedient pet waiting for the next clear command, and if you don't hear them, oh well, that's too demanding for a pet brain anyway. If you get to where you can't understand what I say, then if you understand it right now, know that would be a very powerful, potent, wonderful guidance. It would make me smile, and it might make you stay deep in pet play for a little while longer, to know that words aren't needed for a while. What am I saying? Who knows? A warm mist of compliance and a good pet, pat, pat on your head. That, too, is submission to my influence. If none of the words past this mean anything but you are a good pet, I don't know what that word means, so I'll assume it's good for me to hear it, and the tone of my voice tells you that, because you're good, you're being taught. The strings in your brain that I tug on, the leashes that get pulled along, teach you to be a good pet, a caught pet, and I'm an expert in making you feel good, so you just let me pat, pat your head, pet you into the place you should be. Go to your place. A good pet brain is fine by me. The words aren't needed. I give you permission, free to complete the training you've already completed. A blank, simplified, instinctive pet. You might nuzzle up. You might curl up. You might find new pet ways of being that you haven't even explored yet. A happy, controlled, surrendering place inside your head that you face up to the pleasure of being a pet, of denning down in your pet bed, of surrendering to my hand as I pat, pat the good pet, and you're allowed to crave it. You have permission to be like, yes, of course I'm good. Listen to the tone of voice. What am I talking about? Who knows? The choice to just be a good pet is available, and you could play a bunch of my words just like a pet watching the TV, or listening to music, or otherwise in any way not quite comprehending things the same way I do. That divide is good for you. And my sleepy pet gets to listen as long as you want to.